And Bieber Ghost on Mix 98.9. Good morning. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Well, Chef Tila is on the phone waiting for me. He is Jet Tila, co-host of a program called the Halloween Cookie Challenge. Well, I saw a preview of it, actually, because it debuted Monday night, or Monday afternoon, actually, in the Food Channel. And I go, oh, my gosh. Okay, my life in the kitchen is strictly for eating, okay? I don't do that, but these cookie masters, and I had no idea they existed. They're making Halloween masks out of cookie dough, Halloween costumes, and big you just have to see it to believe it. Now, Chef Jet Tila, he's been around for a long time. He's partnered with the Compass Group, the world's largest food service company, to launch something called the Modern Asian Kitchen, which you might have seen around. I don't think we have any around here, but it's a new fast casual pan-Asian food concept, and they have restaurants popping up all over the place around the country. And he's kind of the host and the judge of what they do, and I just got to ask you a question or more about the show, which, by the way, will be back today at noon on the Food Network.
So how in the world did you come from everything you do to host a Halloween cookie challenge? How did that happen?
Yeah, you know, 30 years of being a professional chef, doing all the big shows like Iron Chef and, Chopped. You know, they would actually approach me with the show, and you know, I was kind of like, okay, is this a good fit for me? But you know what? You know who really inspired me? My wife is a professional baker, and I didn't really understand all of the skill sets it takes to make these amazing cookies. I mean, think about it. You got to be first a good baker. Mm-hmm. Then you almost have to have like a degree in construction science when you take cookies of different flavorings and make them into full-blown masks and spell books and haunted houses, and then learning like the difference between frosting and icing and airbrush and all that. It takes so many skills, and I was really blown away by the end of the show.
The contestants, where do you get them from? And when they walk onto the set and they realize they're going to be making a costume out of cookies, are they overwhelmed by that, or do they just jump in and go, oh, I got this?
Yeah, you know, Gary, when you see these bakers, there is a whole world of pro level cookie makers around the country. So no, they were on point. They were ready to go because this is what they do every single day. There is a custom cookie baking world out there. And here's another fun deal: is you watch these shows. 6 episodes, 4 bakers, it's 24 pros around the country. I know there's one in your neighborhood, so you can actually follow them. We give you their names, you Google them, and you can actually walk into their bake shop. So this whole world of custom cookies is out of control, and we're watching them make like human-sized, you know, party masks. We have them making, you know, long flowing banners made of cookies. They have to make spell books. It is wild, and it is so fun.
I am so overwhelmed by this because I can barely actually go to the grocery store and pick up the chocolate cookie dough and put it in. Okay, I mean, that's where I'm at. So I'll just.
Oh, brother, that's where I'm at. I mean, just because I've watched and hung out with these amazing bakers doesn't mean I can do it yet. But you know, on my level, what we're going to do is you could take all of the challenges and make mini size them into Halloween parties for the kids in the neighborhood. You buy the cookies ready made. And then you buy decorations, and they make pipe, they make frosting, and they make all these icings ready made in the tube.
Wow!
And you can make your mini versions of Halloween Cookie Challenge at home. We are showing you the best of the best, but you can always kind of make it your own and make it fun.
To you personally, though, where do you prefer to be? Actually, in the kitchen cooking. I know you love to teach, or do you prefer being in front of the camera now?
Wow, that's a good one. You know, I think it's kind of even right now. I think I need to stay in the kitchen to stay sharp. You know, in the world of Food Network, you know, I'm not quite the elder statesman yet, like Zakarian. I just do like that dig on Zakarian and Scott Conant and Bobby, you know. So I need to remind the youngsters that I can throw down. And I still like cooking, right? And but judging is fun because I'm bringing my wisdom to deciding the fates of a lot of people. It's hard to lose a show, I mean, in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
So I'm there as the kind of, you know, seasoned judge to, you know, to say, hey, Gary, you know, look, I am sending you home, but the reasons are these, and they're black and white. It's not to, for, you know, to be sensational, because I've lost more shows than I've won.
Hmm.
And it's important for people to know why they're going home. And it's also important to, for the winner to take home $10,000
yeah.
and know why they won. You know what I mean? So, yeah, behind the fun, there's a lot of emotions there, you know, and there's a lot of feelings there. And I want to make sure I'm respecting all the talent that they brought into the kitchen.
All right. Well, I know the show debuted Monday on the Food Network, and episode 2 is going to be this Thursday. But thank you so much, and pleasure talking with you, and good luck in everything you do. I know you'll be successful.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Hey, thank you. Sorry about that. The volume sometimes gets a little bit low on that, but it's the Hollywood Cookie Challenge on the Food Network, and I took the interview simply because, well, Jet Tila, if you've ever watched him on all those competitive things, he's pretty good and sharp guy, and comes across so cool, but I've never seen cookies made quite like that, huh? Amazing stuff. Anyways, today, 12 noon on the Food Network.